Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Where's my scan tool at? We had it here a minute ago. We gotta find that scan tool. That stupid engine light's on again. Hate it! Hate it when those engine lights just stay on. And of course, a lot of counties out there today said goodbye to the emission test. No more emission tests, so that engine light will be staying on from here on out, right? Hey, welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for being here, folks. I appreciate you taking time out of your life and stopping your time clock for coming into my time clock right here on Auto World. Today we're going to have a great show on behalf of, everyone that's looking at their Auto World, which is you. Your Auto World is fun, isn't it? Isn't it just fun? I mean, you buy a car, you buy a new truck, you buy a new used automobile to you, or a new used truck to you, or you just bought a brand new motorcycle. Because has it been hot or what? It has been. And that means motorcycles are the time of year where you can just get on it and crack that throttle and just feel that G-force and have fun. Your Auto World. So if you have any questions concerning your Auto World, which this last week, it's been 7 days, folks, since I've had a chance to welcome you into the Greasy Garage Studio, and I appreciate you being here. Thanks for being here. Now, one thing about Auto World, it's been around since 1992, been behind the silver microphone for many, many years and enjoy it. Been in the automotive garage shop, whatever you'd like to call it there. Fixing automobiles and answering questions and taking care of clients and friends and relatives' questions concerning Auto World. I mean, you know, the repair of the Auto World, the fun of the Auto World is, you know, what's the best detail product, what's the best wax, what is, nobody ever asks really, Mark, I need to replace an oil sending unit, what's a good brand? That never occurs here in the Greasy Garage Studio or the Greasy Garage Shop. So brands mean a lot to all of us. So with all that said, if you ever have a question concerning all that, I mean brands and smells and noises and all that, well, I'm here for you every week alongside the silver microphone and with email throughout every day of the week. That address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, again, there's a couple things that you need to know when you're basically asking or hiring a technician of any type of sort of transmission technician or a brake technician or, that tune-up technician or the tire technician. Well, look for the little blue star in their repair shop. That's an ASE-certified star. And if you'd like to know what that looks like, just go to our website, autoworldmedia.com. Scroll down, you'll see it. It's a blue star with ASE in it. And then another thing you need to look for is the BBB, Better Business Bureau. You need to be a member of them, folks. They really do. They really do. If you cannot be a member of your Better Business Bureau in your town that you're in as a business, if you have a lot of complaints, strikes against your record, the BBB says, no, you will never be a member of us. So look for the BBB. If you want to know what that looks like, that little sign, that flag we call it, it's right there on our website, autoworldmedia.com, autoworldmedia.com. Okay, with that, let's get on with the show. Sitting to the left of me, as always, he's in the house. He's in the Greasy Garage Studio. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's sitting there with the email bag. We got quite a few, he says. We got to get to, we will. I'm going to go into the email bag once an hour, for sure, guaranteed. I'll take your emails live at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Also, I look forward to your phone calls at 855-660-4261. Now, as I'm talking, Motor Mouth Mark here, going fast, you said, what was that phone number again? You can see that right there. You can also listen to Auto World live right there on our website. Little red bar right there on the top, autoworldmedia.com. AutoWorldMedia.com. Okay, so, hand me the hubcap, please, Eddie. Let's get this baby rolling. Pull it away from the curb and let's get going. Thank you, Eddie. Got a hubcap here. This 15-inch hubcap, old one. We've got it upside down. It's got the menu in it for what we're doing today. So here on the first hour, folks, we're going to have a recall. Listen up again. Today you need to get a pen and paper and pencil out. We've got a recall. It's another park outside. Park outside because of those red-hot flames. This is very serious, but a very kind of an odd recall. Also, we got the, well, as you folks have commented on the Facebook site, the address there is my name, Mark Evans. Which states drive the most American-made vehicles? We're going to find out. And we have for you today, I do, Cars.com, on behalf of Cars.com, the 2023 Car Seat Fit Report Card. That's right, the Cars.com, 2023 Car Seat Fit Report Card. Yep. And I also have the winner. Well, I guess we could call it a winner because this brand has A's, 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 and more A's on their report card. I know, car seat fit. This is child seat. Child seats, folks. I'm a grandpa, and you know, you have no clue what it's like to try to, or unless you're involved, caregiver, a parent, a grandparent, you're dealing with car seats. So we're going to get to that. I have three cities for you where the car thieves are exploding the car theft crimes. So listen up for your city. And every hour of Auto World, we have, well, it's a segment here on Auto World. It's called On This Date. On This Date, you're going to hear some great stuff. And we're going to play the game again right here. Another segment you've been yearning for because your email is saying, when are you going to do that one segment? It's called Name This Sound. We're going to do that every hour. Name This Sound. So stay tuned and let's see if you can name that sound. We're going to do that. Second hour, we've got a car. Well, can you imagine a car with an X-ray vision? Uh-huh. Yeah. You ever wondered what's inside the truck in front of you? No. Okay. Well, you're trying to figure out, I cannot see the stoplight because of the big box truck in front of me. Well, this company, yep, they filed for a patent for X-ray. So we're going to get to that. Also, I have the history, and I have five things you should know about TLC. And again, a lot of you have made a comment. We've got the Facebook up. Mark Evans is the address. We also have Auto World Radio Facebook. And I put it up there. A street artist that vandalized a freeway sign that actually improved traffic flow. We're going to get to that. Remember, name this sound is coming up your way. Third hour, what is up and running? A little tease here for you for the third hour. By the way, if you your favorite radio station you're listening to me on right now does not take Auto World for the third hour, it is live. Every hour is different. And in order to get to the hour that you can't get to and listen to, the best way is just go to AutoWorldMedia.com and just click on the live link right on the top. You don't have to search. It's just easy. AutoWorldMedia.com. Now, the third hour. They're late to the party, but looking to catch up with $10.5 billion. And boy, will they catch up fast with $10.5 billion. Yep, the first, the first Tesla police car? Oh, yeah. Yep, an EV police car coming your way. In a little segment we called Unplugged. Now, here's some good news. Subaru. Well, Subaru, you've heard of them. Spell it backwards and see what kind of word that spells. But anyway, Subaru supports nearly 500,000 students. That's coming up on the third hour. We'll also get at the very end of the third hour. At the very end of the third hour is the end of the program for this week, and we're going to have, of course, Word with Mark. So, with all that said, remember, 855-660-4261. Looking forward to your phone calls, your opinions, your questions, and also your fun stories. You can share them with me at email, too, if you don't really want to pick up that cell phone and call. By doing that, just go to our email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Put the tray table up and prepare for takeoff. We'll be right back.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm not afraid to
one gentleman here that drives it to the ground, and he appreciates it, and he wants it. Let's all put our hands together and give him a hand. Who is it? Axelrod. Alex, he did it. He's got a 2007 Toyota Prius, and it's got 200. He just went over 250,000 miles with that bad boy. Woo! Congratulations, Axelrod, Alex. 250,000 miles. That's a milestone, isn't it? Toyota Prius, a 2007. He drives it to the ground. He's trying to do it, and he did it. Cross that. How do you get 250,000 miles on your automobiles, folks? You take care of them. Also, he's got a little bit of a noise. Why shouldn't he have a noise after 250,000 miles? A click, 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 and a clunk, 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 huh? When he turns sharp to the right, CV joint finally is gone. Now we just got to drive it a little bit more to find out if it's the CV joint is bad on the right or the left side. But front wheel drive, you got axles on both sides. You got CV joints on the inner and the outer of that shaft. You replace the whole entire shaft, throw it away, and put a new one in there for approximately $129. Well, we'll go in depth with that a little bit later here after the break. Congratulations, Axelrod Alex. 250,000 miles on a Toyota Prius. And still going strong. And some people ask me, most people, those batteries don't last long, do they, Mark, in those hybrids? Well, they do, don't they? Looking forward to your calls at 855-660-4261. Congratulate Axelrod Alex. That's who's answering the phone when you call. On this 250,000-mile milestone. Auto World Radio is our address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Also, Facebook, my address is my name, Mark Evans. You can message me over there. Thank you for following, and thanks for being a friend. We're 5,000 maxed out, but please go ahead and friend us again and again and again, and we'll get you in if somebody falls off the cliff there on the Facebook site. Instagram is Auto World Media. Absolutely, take a look. Go head on over and see what we got cooking over there. We got quite a bit of stuff. In fact, that's right. In fact, there's a little red truck. It's got a picture of a little red truck inside, a picture of the inside of it. And, of course, I asked there on Facebook, where's the engine light? Go over and take a look. We're going to talk a little bit about that in here in a little bit. But before we go anywhere else, we've got an Auto World trivia question. What was the first car to be equipped with an airbag? What was the first car to be equipped with an airbag? You can tell me the year, or you can just tell me the make. That's fine, too. Or even the model. What was the first car to be equipped with an airbag? 855-660-4261. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, Facebook, Mark Evans. Message me. Pretty serious, though. Let's get right to the recall right off the bat here. Hyundai and Kia, folks, is recalling right now at this time 113,000 vehicles due to fire risk. There's a little bit more than 113,000 at this time. Problem that could cause your vehicle to catch on fire. They're wanting you to please park outside because they do not want to be, you do not want your apartment or your townhouse or your house, of course, to burn. Park outside away from any type of structure, including your business where you go to work. The action on this recall covers at this time 52,000 Hyundai vehicles and 40,000 Kia vehicles in the United States. And another 11,000 Hyundais and 10,700 Kia vehicles are affected in Canada. So you folks listening up in Canada, you do have, 10,700 Kias and 11,000 Hyundais up there in Canada, north of the United States. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. I'm glad you are to be able to get this information. Now, here's the years, makes, and models. The Hyundai is the 2023 to 2024 Palisades, the 23 Tucson, and the 2023 Sonata, and the Elantra, and the Kona vehicles, and Kona vehicles also will be in the 2023 year. 2023 Kia Soul and the Sportage vehicles. So you're looking at 2023 and the 2024. Yeah, I know a lot of you are nodding your head. Well, that's a brand new car. It is. Now, the problem centers around electronic controllers, folks, for the idle stop and go oil pump assembly. See, I told you that this was a little bit of a different recall. It is. electronic controllers for the idle stop and go oil pump assembly, which may contain damaged electrical components that can cause this oil pump to overheat in the oil, causing a fire. Heat and oil, hot oil does burn. Now, if some of you are nodding your head and saying, well, Mark, do I need to be concerned with my older Palisade and my older Tucson and my Sonata and my Elantra? Yes, you can be. Please do. The Kona vehicles also. The Kia Soul. Please do. If you've got an older model, call your dealer. Get the VIN number. Call the dealer and see if you could have the same electronic controller for the idle stop-and-go oil pump assembly. Just call them and find out. Just use your VIN number and do it. And, again, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, you can go to their website, NHTSA.com. Talk to them. Now, this was back in December when, in fact, Hyundai received a report of a 2023 Hyundai Palisade vehicle that exhibited heat damage on the wire harness connector to the electric oil pump, prompting, of course, the automaker to open the investigation, folks, and find out what's going on. And they did. And this is a recall. This is not a voluntary recall. Now, what's the difference? Voluntary means that it's voluntary on your behalf to go in or go out. You're the boss on the voluntary word. This is not a voluntary. This is get in there now. Let's do it, because you cannot park in your house, your garage, your structure over there at work. So, again, remember that... you know, an electric oil pump, isn't that interesting compared to the olden days, huh, where we all don't even think about an oil pump? Well, if you've got an ICE vehicle, internal combustion engine, you need oil in it, and it needs a pump to pump the oil throughout the vanes of the engine in order to do lubrication. Now, in the olden days, it was a manual oil pump, of course, hooked to the distributor or camshaft, causing the oil pump to spin, causing it to pump oil up and out of the oil pan, lubricating the veins, the oil veins, just like your blood veins in your body. Well, the engine has oil veins, I call them, and it goes through the passages to lubricate. That is all the truth. So, again, don't forget about the podcast. You can always go back, because I just gave you a lot of information. Podcast, Google, Auto World, Mark Evans. I'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president offered proposals to then-Vice President Mike Pence related to the Senate counting electoral votes. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, John Lauro said Trump asked rather than directed Pence to stop the counting. Lauro went on to say that asking is free speech and is covered by the First Amendment. One GOP presidential hopeful says he has always considered Trump to be a threat to national security. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, former Texas Congressman Will Hurd said he has never bent a knee to Trump and never will. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he'll shelve all but one part of his controversial judicial overhaul plan. In an interview with Bloomberg on Sunday, Netanyahu says he wants to get a consensus on changing the composition of the Judicial Selection Committee. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road. If he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load, there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles, and I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
It's fun to drive. Fun to ride along, too. It really is. I mean, would you rather drive or would you rather ride along shotgun? Okay, good. Hey, me too. Thanks for riding along shotgun with me today. I'm here. I'm in the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio right downtown Boise, Idaho, live. Appreciate you being here. The plaza, the Auto World Plaza. Folks, I want to welcome right off the bat with a shout-out horn. Surprise Axelrod Alex with this. Why not? Because we have a new Auto World affiliate. This is joining Auto World, taking Auto World now. Do appreciate it. And let's do a shout-out, folks, for KTLR-AM 890, FM 103.7, the Community Talk AM 890, the Community Talk AM 890, KTLR AM 890, FM 103.7, right there in Edmond, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and also Wichita, Kansas. Good to have you folks along. Thanks for taking the show. Oh, yeah, there's our shout-out horn, General Manager there, Mike. Thank you. Right downtown, right there in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, folks. Good to have you along. Coming up along the way, just so you folks are in Oklahoma and in Kansas, also, I just want to let you know, I've got a lot of great stories and memories and stuff through in Oklahoma City, right there in Tulsa. Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the drag racing that we did and the souvenirs that we're selling back in the day. So stay tuned for all those stories, huh? No, it's good to have you along right there in Edmond and Oklahoma City and Tulsa, Oklahoma, and everyone around there. And, of course, Wichita, Kansas. Good to have you along. Appreciate it. Taking Auto World. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's time for Name This Sound. Let's do it again. Name this sound. Oh, what a sound, isn't it? Name this sound. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Also, Facebook Messenger. You can message me over there on Facebook. It's up and running. Facebook is? Absolutely. Good to have you along. So, with that, name this sound. Got to do it. What is it? Something that you've heard before, I'm sure. Okay, now, it is time here on Auto World. We put a little teaser up there on the Facebook side. We have Auto World Radio Facebook, too. And we asked you, which states drive the most American-made vehicles? Which states drive the most American-made vehicles? You know, all of us are enthusiasts. That's why you're listening. Auto World, of course, is the America's automobile enthusiast show. And with that, you express your love for the country of America. Do you buy American-made or do you not buy? Well, we've got a lot of American-made vehicles out there, of course, major brands like the Ford, the Chevrolet, the Jeep, the Dodge, the GMC. But these days, you know, as you know, it's a little bit fuzzy on really what an American-made car is and really is the car that I purchased American-made. For example, Buick is an American nameplate under General Motors that has cars that are built in places like Canada and South Korea and Germany and back to China. Some can say that said for the Japanese automaker Toyota, who has assembly plants here in the United States, too. Yeah. So you got 50 states, I think, if I counted right? Okay. So, with that, we've got a survey that's been done. American-made cars over foreign in a study conducted by iccars.com. Over 200,000 auto sales were analyzed, folks, to determine which states favor domestic brands over international brands. Which states have the most American-made vehicles? Well, if we start number 50, it's percentages, and you know what? We only have 3 hours, so I'm going to kind of cut to the chase here. You've got at the very 50th state, Hawaii, 23.7% American-made. We go up the list. That's the lowest percentage, is 23.7. Of course, the islands over there aren't too big. There's not a lot of land to drive around a car. That might be part of it. We go up the list. Connecticut is 29.2%. California, believe it or not, is number 48 on the list at 31.1%. And that's surprising, isn't it, that most American-made cars, they're not in California. New Jersey, year number 47 at 32.1%. Massachusetts, 33.5%. Maryland, 35.7%. Oregon comes in at 44%. At 36.5%. Florida, hello. Good to have you folks along. Your percentage rate is 37% of American-made cars. Washington is 38.8%. Nevada, 39.9%. And hitting over 40% is Virginia, 40.4% of most American-made cars on the road. Rhode Island coming above Virginia at 40.5%. New York, 40.7%. I'm going to stop it there, and we'll go in the second hour. We're going to stop at number 38 on the list, which is New York at 40.7% of most American-made cars on the road. Second hour, we're going to go up the list, and of course, on the third hour, you're going to hear the number one state that has the most American-made cars on the road today. Look forward to your emails today on Auto World. The way to do that, folks, you can just email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, I look forward to your phone calls at 855-660-4261. Coming up, I have for you also, now, I know that a lot of you are caregivers and helpers along with, like myself, with your kids. You have grandchildren, and they need help going to and from the daycare or wherever they might need help with. And, boy, are those car seats expensive or what, huh? Have you checked? I'm sure a lot of you have checked to see if the car seat that you have for your grandchild or your child is correct. So I want to, before we head out on another break, I want to come back after this next break and talk a little bit about the Cars.com 2023 Car Seat Fit Report Card. They did it, and I'm glad they did. I know that I am dealing, and I love it to put the child, grandchild in car seats. And we are driving around as grandparents, and yes, we have clientele, by the way, here at the Greasy Garage Studio. So we thought it would be a good time to talk about this report card that Cars.com did, because we have clients that have, they're my age and younger, and they have grandkids. And they're dealing with, we have clients that have children, and we are dealing and seeing cars in our repair shop that have child seats. How to fasten them in there correctly. Are they the correct seats? What kind of a report card would you give the car seat that you have in your car in the back seat? Do you paint it? Do you point it forward? Do you point it in reverse? You all study that correctly. I know you do before you put your grandchild in there or your child. So I think it's an awesome thing. I think, let's do a salute. Auto World salute to cars.com on the 2023 car seat fit report card. And I'm going to give you also, coming back from this break, I'm going to give you the brand that has all A's. All A's. Now remember, you have the two-door little compact cars. You have the four-door sedans. You have the small SUVs. You have the large SUVs. You have the small mid-size cars. You have the mid-size small trucks. Two doors. The four-door mid-size trucks. You have the full-size four-door trucks. We could go on forever. There's so many different styles and models. I just give you a little taste of it, and then you can go in. I'm going to let you know where to go to see the whole entire report card. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste of it right here in the Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio this week. So stay tuned for that. And again, if you're wondering if your car is one of those that people are going to want to steal, you're going to find out. We're going to come back from the break, help you with the car seats and the three cities. Well, the cities where car theft is exploding.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Drag racing. Hey, in fact, I got an opportunity to sneak away yesterday to go to our local drag strip, Firebird Raceway, and it's been a while, I got a little nitro burning in the eyes. Yes, the nitro that they burn is in the pit area when they're starting up their the V8s and the straight pipes, getting ready to burn some nitro, go down the track to see if they can hit that 5 seconds, and in fact, they did. But the crackling of a Firebird Raceway, yes. Congratulations to the new family for local right here in Boise, Idaho. For you folks listening on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. Yeah, I hope you got a chance to get out there. Today's the finals. Crackling of a Firebird. The flip toppers. Oh, yeah, the funny cars. Well, today, here on Auto World, folks, we've got for you the Cars.com 2023 Car Seat Fit Report Card. Yeah. Yeah, a lot involved. A lot of families out there, as you know, that you're listening, parents and caregivers, aimlessly driving during those first months of newborn sleepless nights and all that. Maybe you might be taking and putting your child into putting the child in the car seat and driving away just to get the child to stop crying. Well, there's a lot to do here with the car seat fit report card, folks, to the point that, well, I'm going to give you a few models that it's a report card that Cars.com, they literally, it compiles a year's worth of car seat checks in 56 vehicles. They test vehicles as they are made available to automakers, dig right in there. They're looking for certified child passenger safety seats, which they found them. And the ones they didn't find, they threw out and said, these are no good. From minivans to three-row SUVs to teeny crossovers to sedans, they installed child safety seats into each one. Evaluation, how well the vehicles accommodated the variety of them, how they fit, how easy is it to fit them, do they fit, and they rated the car's latch system to the fitting system of the lower anchors and top tether anchors for these child seats to fit correctly or not fit at all correctly. A lot of frustrations out there for you folks on this. I do know that for a fact. I have to take them in and out of our car because I'm not babysitting all the time or caregiving all the time. You got to be able to get them in and out all the time. So, the best cars for car seats. Cars.com, folks. They launched this back in 2010. It's not just yesterday. It's 2010. That's quite a few years ago. And they've installed car seats into more than 700 vehicles over the years. Each year, there are very few cars that ace their car seat checks by earning the top grade of an A in the categories. But we do have some on the honor roll for 2023. You have the 2023 Acura RDX. You have the 2022 and 2023 Audi e-tron is in the honor roll. The 2023 Chevrolet Equinox. And the 2023 Kia EV6 is on the honor roll. Now Volkswagen is the 2023 Volkswagen ID4 is on the honor roll. And then, of course, the Tiguan. The 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan. This is Volkswagen's roomiest compact SUV. It was updated for the 2022 model year and returns to the list for the 2023 with ample leg room and easy access anchors made car seat installation a breeze. So again, over since 2010, folks, 2010, 700 automobiles. Now, who's got A's? There's quite a few here, and you can go to Cars.com, car seat fit report card to see the whole entire list, because they're literally, you've got to see this. They're reporting report card on the latch, the infant rear facing infant seat, the latch system, the lower anchors, the top tether anchors, the RFC rear facing convertible, the FFC, forward-facing convertible, the booster, the high-back booster seat. I know some of you got that child that's in that where you don't need a full car seat anymore, and the TRA, the third-row access. Got to get over there, folks. You'll see it. They're reporting A's, B's, C's, D's, E's, and S in each category. 2022 Honda Passport got a B in the latch, the A in the infant, B in the RFC, and the C in the FFC. I'm not going to go down the whole entire list. We only have an hour here. Well, 3 hours for the full week. But anyway, but I do have for you, I'll top it off with, before the garage door goes down on this first hour, we have a winner with all A's, folks, on this report. It's the Kia EV6, receives straight A's on its report card from the Cars.com 2023 Car Seat Fit report card. That's right, the 2023 Kia EV6, straight A's, period. Top scores. They did it. On every single category. Now, the electrifying Kia EV6 rocketed the EV segment when it went on sale last year, launching Kia's Plan S strategy to become the leader in electrification. Well, now they're the leader in the child seat electrification seat. Well, the seats aren't electrified, but they won. The Kia EV6 has received numerous accolades, folks, due to its wide array of electrified trim lines that they have, including the Wind, the GT line, and the GT1. So take a look at that car, just because, and see if it might be the one if you're looking for a car that I do know some friends, some clients here that are younger, and they're asking me, they have been asking me for quite a few years about, I'm honored to be that old, because they weren't having a child, they were thinking about having a child, and they're asking me, what car do you recommend, Mark, for us when we get a child and have a baby, and what kind of seat, have you heard anything about what kind of brand of seat we should put in that car that you're going to recommend? That's why we're talking about it here. Well, I am. I guess because I'm behind the silver microphone. Good to have you along. Cars.com. Look for the 2023 Car Seat Fit Report Card and find out which one will be correct for you. What car will be right for you? Absolutely. We have to do it. That's right. So, today, before the garage door goes down, I have a segment that you've asked for, and it's called On This Date. On this date. Well, let's do it. On this date, folks, the robotic vehicle Curiosity lands on Mars and begins transmitting photos back to us Earthlings on this date, back in the early days. And it's still there, and it's still taking pictures, and it's of course, in your auto world. It's a Mars rover, Curiosity. So we're getting pictures from Mars constantly. Second hour, we've got On This Date coming to you. And we also have, as you know, we have the cities going up the list of which cities drive the most American-made cars. Are you driving an American-made car? Kind of fuzzy, isn't it? You really, really don't know, do we? Yeah. Absolutely. We also have that trivia question out there. That trivia question is, what was the first car to be equipped with an airbag? What was the first car to be equipped with an airbag? Today, we take them for granted, I think, anymore. The front airbag in front of our steering wheel, the passenger airbag. And another reminder here on Auto World, please do call your dealer of your brand that you're driving. Get your VIN number and just call them and see if you have taken care of your airbag recall. There is not one car on the market today that does not have an airbag recall. Get them fixed. And if it's a voluntary recall, I still want you to fix it. Voluntary means it's up to you to get her fixed, but I do want them fixed. One thing I say I want you to fix it and get the dealer to fix it, it's free, first off. Second off is the resale value on your car, because at one point in time, if you decide to trade in your car or sell your car, that new buyer is going to check to see if you've taken care of everything on it and the recall's been taken care of. If it hasn't, strike one, you might not sell your car because you did not take care of the recall. So let's get her done. Go to your dealer, get the VIN number, and just call them. Now, coming back, again, that recall, Hyundai and Kia. Thanks for joining me. The garage door is now rolling down. The motor's working. Look at that. Last week, the chain was hanging up. Good to have you along. We'll see you on the second hour. Drive safe. Motor on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.